In the checkout line at the Upper Valley Food Co-op in White River Junction, you'll often find a cashier drawing. He creates bizarre, colorful creatures on the back of old receipts and invoices. Next month, much of that art will be for sale at a New York City art show. Vermont Public's Lexi Krupp spoke with the artist and cashier, Denver Ferguson, after a recent shift.
One guy you're seeing right here, I call him the Blue Raider. And he's online, same page, with the brain. That's what I call him, the brain. And they kind of like, you know, model enemies.
Denver Ferguson has made dozens of portraits of characters like this, lined up side by side. Their images often come to him in dreams. The faces are psychedelic and serious, like aliens posing for a mugshot. Usually he draws them on scrap paper, smaller than an index card.
So I use metallic pens along with my colored pencil. So that brings out, you know, different dimensions to the art and show people what could be done with pencils and pen in small spaces.
Denver is 37. He liked art as a kid, but he only started drawing again after his daughter was born.
From the time she was like, you know, old enough to pretty much hold a pencil, she was already going for it. And that's kind of what got me deeper into it.
She's 10 now and lives with her mom in Tunbridge. Denver stayed with them when he first moved to the area from St. John in the Virgin Islands. That was 5 years ago, after Hurricane Irma pounded the island. Memories of the hurricane still show up in his art, like this character he calls Cyclone. He looks more human than a lot of the other figures Denver creates. In a recent drawing, Cyclone stands in the middle of a road, hands on his hips, wearing a top that's a spiral of yellow and black. He stares ahead as tornadoes whirl through the sky behind him.
So that's kind of like, you know, my way of saying that I wish I was a protector like this guy, because we didn't have that. We didn't have no one to protect us any of that from anything. And it was just like total destruction and, you know, a lot of loss.
Denver had long planned to move to Vermont to be closer to his daughter. So when the hurricanes ravaged his home, he took it as a sign. On a trip to Vermont years earlier, he had visited the co-op in White River Junction, and the store stuck with him. That's how he came to work here now. These days, a lot of his regular customers know him because of his artwork. They check in on his progress.
I mean, that's the first thing they ask me. They're like, what you working on today? That's what I get pretty much almost every day now.
Some give Denver art supplies or look out for him in other ways. Like, Denver doesn't own a car. He takes the bus from where he lives now in Lebanon to get to work. But he says just as often, someone he knows will offer him a ride. One of the customers he befriended is Ben Feiner. He co-owns Kishka Gallery. It's a short walk from the co-op. Ben noticed Denver drawing, and he liked what he saw. He asked Denver to stop by the gallery with any new work.
I keep telling people, I don't know if this is like true or not, but I keep telling people like Denver was sort of like, if he likes those, I'm going to really show him some good ones, you know?
That was over the summer. And since then, Denver has been productive. He's made nearly 60 pieces that he's bringing to a show with Ben in New York City called Outsider Art. It's all self-taught artists. Denver is looking forward to the trip, but he says it's just a bonus. He'd be drawing anyway.
As long as my brain is okay and my hand is working, I think I'll be working on that. Because I don't look at it as work. I really have a passion for it. I literally fall asleep with pencil in my hand sometimes. So, yeah, I think about it all the time.
Like, before he starts work, he'll have one of those weird characters fully formed in his mind. Now he'll be able to share them with more people, not just customers at the grocery store. For Vermont Public, I'm Lexi Krupp.